Rebecca was headed off to a very special field trip. She and her best friend Mouse, who was not a mouse at all, but a boy who liked to keep mice as pets, were going to visit the history museum in the city. Rebecca's teacher, Mrs. Morris, was in charge of their group, which made Rebecca even happier. Mrs. Morris was one of the nicest teachers she knew. Rebecca's normally loose and curly red hair was braided tightly, and she was wearing her very best attempt at an archaeologist's uniform, which included khaki pants and a button-down khaki top. She topped it off with a hat from her old dress-up kit.
"You do know we're just going to visit, right?"
Mouse asked her as he sat beside her on the bus.
"What do you mean?"
Rebecca asked innocently.
"I mean, you can't actually do any digging at the museum. You can only look at what has already been found," he pointed out.
As one of the teachers walked down the row counting off the students, he covered up his shirt pocket, where one of his mice was hidden. Mouse always had one of his pets with him. Today, he had brought along Arthur, who of course was named after the famous archaeologist Arthur Evans.
"Oh, Mouse,"
Rebecca sighed, and wiggled one of her hands through the air.
"There is always something new to be discovered."
"Oh, no,"
Mouse groaned as he sank down in his seat. Rebecca was their town's best detective. At least, she liked to think so. She was always investigating something. Usually, those investigations involved Mouse getting into some kind of hot water. But Rebecca always solved her mystery. Rebecca scooted forward in her seat and smiled over at the next seat at the kids that were sitting in front of her.
"Isn't it amazing to think that once there were no cars on this road?"
she asked with a smile.
"What's even more amazing is the invention of seat belts,"
Mrs. Morris said, as she pointed to the belt that Rebecca had neglected to fasten.
"Sorry,"
she blushed and clicked her seatbelt shut.
"I'm just really excited about the museum."
"Me too," Mrs. Morris winked and then returned to her seat. The bus ride was a long one, and the teachers kept the kids busy singing songs and telling round-robin stories. Each student had a turn to add their own spin to the story that was being passed around the bus. When it came to Rebecca's turn, everyone quieted down and listened closely to what she would add. So far, the story was about a brown robin who got lost in the jungle and barely made it through a patch of marshmallow goo before climbing onto a rocket ship and being shot off to the moon, which the rabbit soon discovered was made out of lettuce, not cheese.
"So, the brown rabbit munched a hole right through the lettuce moon, and in the middle it found,"
Rebecca started to say.
"The museum!"
Some of the other kids started to cheer. As much as the kids liked to hear Rebecca's ideas, they were too excited by arriving at the museum to hear the end of the story.
"I'm listening," Mouse grinned at Rebecca. "What did the rabbit find?"
Rebecca smirked and winked one green eye.
"The museum, of course,"